Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
As we all know, our armed forces are somewhat drastically under-resourced, which is why the Air Corps has seized on the opportunity to publicise a wee bit of good news. They've just acquired two new aircraft, which represent a considerable improvement on what we've had up to now. Conor Gallagher, the Irish Times crime and security correspondent, had the chance to go for a spin in one of them. Afternoon, Conor.
Afternoon, Sean.
What aircraft are they?
So these are the Airbus C-295 aircraft. They cost $120 million each, and we've acquired two of them. And they fulfil a very niche role, I suppose. They're maritime patrol aircraft. So people might be familiar with their predecessors, which were these big blue propeller-driven aircraft. These are the successors to those aircraft. So they're kind of leaps and bounds ahead in terms of technology, equipment, endurance, speed, engine power, and even more so the technology, particularly the surveillance technology they have on board. So it's a pretty big move for the Air Corps.
And how big are they, these craft?
They're quite big. I suppose to give people an idea, if they've ever got a small propeller-driven plane from Dublin down to Cork, or the ones that go into London Airport, they'd be somewhat similar in size to those ones, but obviously fulfilling a very different role. I said we acquired two of them. They're going to acquire a third one quite soon. That one will actually be for a transport role, and that will be used for, say, transporting troops out to Lebanon or whatever, but also, say, something happened like the fall of Kabul to the Taliban there a few years ago. We had to rely on other air forces to get our Irish civilians out. This will be able to fly there and carry, I think, 58 people home. Which you wouldn't think being inside of it now. I'm not saying it'd be comfortable, but you can fit a lot of people in.
Yeah, so how long can one of these stay in the air for?
It can stay in the air, and the propeller-driven planes, and people might think that's quite old-fashioned, but they're very modern and powerful propeller-driven planes, and one of the advantages of propeller-driven planes is endurance. And these can stay in the air for 11 hours at their maximum maximum kind of endurance, and they can also have a huge range. They can fly out all the way to Rockhall, way out in kind of the North Atlantic, and loiter there for quite a bit and come back without having to refuel. So that's obviously vital when you've got a role such as maritime patrol, when you might be doing laps of the country, basically tracking fishermen, tracking other vessels, possibly tracking warships from other countries, so it's that surveillance role that requires that endurance.
And tell us about the kind of monitoring equipment they have on board.
Very impressive, I have to say, even from a layman perspective. We got a spin there, as you said. We went down the coast to Wexford and back. And during that time, they used their cameras to kind of check out some ships to make sure they were up to no good, and just to kind of show off the technology for us. So, in one case, we were about 10 kilometres away from a Stena Line ferry, and the camera operator, the camera's obviously at the bottom, it's a ball on the bottom of the aircraft, zoomed in, and we could see, individuals having a cigarette on the deck of the Stena Line. They had no idea we were there, obviously, but we could see them. You could just about make out their faces, basically. As one of them said to me, you could see what flavour of ice cream someone has eaten from 10 kilometres away, And it's interesting because that stuff is very intrusive. So they have to be very careful about how to use it, particularly over land. There's privacy issues. I mean, you could literally look in a window and see what someone's doing. But, they're told not to do that, I think.
Yes, of course. Yeah, but presumably then if they're looking, and part of the role would be fishery protection, they can see from without the individual ships being aware that we're being monitored at all if, say, a fishing vessel is up to no good.
Exactly. So that's their primary role. It's fishery protection. And that was the role of the previous versions of the aircraft. So they can see, crucially, say if a Spanish trawler is in an area it shouldn't be, they can see it from ages away, that it has its nets out, that it's fishing. Whereas before, with kind of less advanced technology, it would have to get in closer. The Spanish ship or whatever ship, don't just pick on Spain particularly, would pull up its nets and might be able to get over across into an area it is supposed to be. But now it can collect evidence kind of surreptitiously and bring prosecutions in that way. They also watch for kind of violations of safety rules, which I didn't realize before. So they'd be looking at fishing vessels, and if someone's on deck with a without a life jacket, for example, the captain of that ship will get a kind of a maritime equivalent of penalty points later on, you know. So, yeah, they're watching for everything.
Yeah. Now, and as I understand it, if it's over, if it flew over land, that's obviously not its job primarily. But does it have some sort of LIDAR system where it can see what's underneath the ground?
That's right. LIDAR is just the beginning of it. You know, we did a walk around the aircraft, and there's all these weird bulges and, you know, objects on. There's 20 antennae off the bottom, loads of cameras, loads of LIDAR, infrared, thermal imaging, which, as you said, yeah, one of the things you can do, we can see up to like a few meters under the ground. They was doing a job for Ordnance Survey Ireland down in Cork, in Skibbereen, I believe, and it was actually able, using these various sensors, which I won't even try to explain, was able to see like the Neolithic, you know, levels of civilization below the ground of Skibbereen. So huge potential there for maybe historical work as well down the line.
Yeah. Now, I suppose now we can also see underwater, but it's only down a few metres. So would that be regarded as a bit of a drawback if you have your friendly local Russian sub floating around the place?
Well, that's obviously the big a big topic of debate right now. The Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, was there yesterday, and you know, he spoke to us, and he conceded, yes, we have no subsurface capability unless the Russians want to operate their subs less than 5 meters below the surface, which I doubt they will. He says that's something we're looking at, we're working on, but it is still a big failing. It's a big hole in our defence, especially we've got all these valuable subsea cables coming off the west coast, and we're building, there's lots of work building offshore, critical infrastructure like wind farms, electricity interconnectors, that sort of thing. So it's something that they are quite keen to get a handle on.
Yeah, still, good news is good news nonetheless. Conor, thanks a million. As ever, that was Conor Gallagher there, crime and security correspondent for the Irish Times.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.